This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
The last time I heard Victory by Biggie, that goes back a little bit.
Yes, yes, yes. And listen, they even have a reference to Remember the Titans, my all-time favorite sports movie. So maybe you and I just shut up for 3 hours and they just put this on repeat and listen to that nonstop.
Well, for the time being, I don't know that we'd be able to cash any checks because of that. So we'll just go ahead and get with the program. It's Barton Hahn on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app and Sirius XM Channel 80 and on your smart speaker. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Listen, however you found us on this sunny Thursday here in the Northeast, we're glad you did. He's Mike Wells in Indianapolis. I'm Randy Scott here in Bristol, Connecticut. We got an interesting lineup today, an eclectic show for sure. Jeff Passan going to join us in the 2 p.m. Eastern hour. We're going to have Mike Triplett, who covers the New Orleans Saints. And then I'm excited to talk Colts with you, Mike, and we're going to sort of pass the torch here at ESPN talking Colts football. Is that right?
We are. One of my best friends in the business, Stephen Holder, of course, we can't let him on for the first time without giving him a hard time. So we are going to have a lot of fun with that. And I know folks have seen you on SportsCenter. I'm loving the stash, Randy. I am loving the stash. What brought that on?
A lot of things. So it takes me this. It's a lame attempt at a must. I'll say that. I'm so tired of hearing how good Joe Fortenbaugh looks. Fortenbaugh's been filling in on the show the past couple days. People are like, yeah, yours is okay. They visibly flinch. There's a recoil when they see me. And then they're like, yeah, but have you seen Joe's? Has anybody shown you a picture of Joe? Yeah, I had a SportsCenter hit with Joe yesterday. All right, I was outmanned. I was less than masculinized compared to Joe Fortenbaugh. His is amazing. Mine, a little bit Top Gun inspired, but a lot of it by my daughter. So when I go on vacation, I don't. You know, it's the adventures of solo dad O'Brien, right? Like, I'm one on three, and I don't shave. It's not that I don't want to. It's that I don't really have time. And my daughter likes the beard, my air quotes attempt at a beard. The problem is the beard grows in patchy. It grows in, like, a calico cat, four different color, you know, gray, white, a little bit brown, a little bit red. And when I say patchy, I mean, like, a sick cat, like a cat that's been through, like, a nuclear event, like a cat, like a Three Mile Island cat. Like a Chernobyl cat. So I was like, baby, what if daddy grew just a mustache, just that part? She's like, okay, but you have to promise to keep it. I said, yes. And here we are. And I'll give it a week. Cause my daughter really likes it. There are important women in my life who do not like it at all. And one of them might be my boss here at SportsCenter. So if she doesn't like it, it's gone.
You can't make Walt Disney upset. You got to keep the Disney folks happy and get that paycheck rolling in. I like it, but again, my opinion doesn't matter, Randy. And listen, it's a different look, and you're spicing it up a little bit.
Different. But isn't that such a telltale sign? It's like, well, how was it? Was it better or worse? I don't know. It's different. It was different. That's sort of what we're getting to. And how's this for a segue? Segue like a mall cop here as we jump into the NBA discussion. And a surprise name. Listen, for me at least, Mike, a surprise name coming on to the NBA. We can't even call it free agency because he's under contract with the Utah Jazz. But perhaps a surprise entry into this market of availability. Why don't we call it that, right? We're, you know, the phrase free market of ideas, yeah. The marketplace of ideas. This is the marketplace of availability because it seems like the Utah Jazz, and Adrian Wojnarowski was the one to report it, the Utah Jazz are willing to listen to offers on Donovan Mitchell. So that news being a couple days old, the trade winds have been blowing and the trade machine has been starting to fire up. Before we get to what our NBA front office insider Bobby Marks put together, when you think of a destination, if to Mike Wells, Donovan Mitchell has to leave Salt Lake City, where's the best place for him to go?
You know, and this has been the same case with Kevin Durant and the Brooklyn Nets. It was obvious that the writing was going to be on the wall for Donovan Mitchell once they traded Rudy Gobert to the Minnesota Timberwolves, got those draft picks in return, that, okay, they are, Danny Ainge is coming in, he's got that sledgehammer, and he's going to clean the slate, tear it all down, and try to build it back up the way he wants. And if I'm Ainge, I'm doing just like he did in Boston. I'm stockpiling draft picks and build it that way. So I'm going to look at which teams have the best and he has the most draft picks available that he can get in return. Draft picks or young, talented players. New York Knicks. When you got like an R.J. Barrett out there, a guy who is already, you know, putting his foot down in the league, can come in and be your leading scorer. The Knicks have oogles and oogles of draft picks, and I know our good buddy Alan Hahn, who is a New York native, has probably been screaming from the top of the Empire State Building that, hey, bring Donovan Mitchell here. Let's make the New York Knicks relevant again. Get rid of those draft picks, and let's try to be one of the top dogs in the Eastern Conference. I just think it makes too much sense for the New York Knicks. But again, we've seen how much of a mess the front office of the New York Knicks have been, that you, even though it may look obvious to you and I or, you know, other basketball folks, you never know what the New York Knicks are thinking. And that's why I can't say it's a given. But I just think that is just it's laid out perfectly for the Knicks to get that all-star guy, a guy who's averaged at least 20 points every season since he's been in the NBA.
Yeah.
So just do it.
No, you can't argue with the consistency. And it's sort of, you know, we presented it on SportsCenter the other morning, was you either look at the stats and say, yeah, this is why someone would want him. This is why he's so coveted, in addition to the star status, because that's the X factor for a team like New York, is it's not just basketball productivity. Is this a name you can see on the marquee outside of MSG? And
it's a show. It's a show.
Oh, he is a show. And he's ascending into his prime. So the 5 straight years of averaging 20 points a game or more, like, you're getting in still ahead of the peak. You know what I mean? This isn't Bitcoin. You're not getting in at the peak and it's about to slide. You're getting in on Bitcoin in, like, you know, 2015. You know what I mean? Like, this is about to ramp up. And the Knicks know it, but you better believe Danny Ainge knows it. So a guy who would have been opposite the table, maybe on the other end of the phone from Danny Ainge, the CEO, old Dealin' Danny, the CEO now of basketball ops out there in Salt Lake City, is a guy in Bobby Marks, who used to make those answer those phone calls there with the then New Jersey Nets. He's our ESPN NBA front office insider. Here's part of what he put together, a mega trade, he said, involving Donovan Mitchell that Bobby's proposing.
Let's start with two players under the age of 25 in Donovan Mitchell, Mikal Bridges, and then you add a player like Miles Turner. So that checks the boxes for Brooklyn as far as what they are looking for. Then let's go to Phoenix. Kevin Durant, okay? That checks the boxes for Phoenix. We've all talked about DeAndre Ayton in a potential offer sheet. This is a sign-in trade. He goes to Indiana. Here's the big question. Is this enough for the Utah Jazz? When you look at Ben Simmons, Cam Thomas, 5 first-round picks, 4 from Phoenix, 1 from Cleveland, from Indiana, and then 3 swap rights.
Okay, do I have that right?
First of all, the trade was so complex, Randy, and so long that Bobby had to stop and catch his breath at the end.
He did.
And had to swallow and say, okay, I got so many pieces involved in this. Let me take a... And then he wanted to keep going with it. That's how detailed it was.
One of my favorite stand-up comedians is Theo Vaughn. I just think Theo Vaughn is just he could read the phone book and it'd be funny to me. And that to me is a highlight of Dave Chappelle used to be the same way. And he talks about this guy who will run up, like, and unfortunately the kid's name in the hypothetical is Randy, but he's the one who runs up to tell you news on the playground, right? When you were a kid, there was always that kid who ran up and he was always out of breath and he'd always have to swallow before he talked. So he'd run up, he'd be like, Mike Wells. Did you know, blah, blah, blah. And that was Bobby right there out of sheer information. It wasn't a lack of knowing the plan of what he was going to say. It was the info. So I want to make sure I have this right. It's a 4-team deal where Brooklyn receives Donovan Mitchell, Mikal Bridges, and Miles Turner. The Suns get Kevin Durant. The Pacers get DeAndre Ayton. And the Jazz go into full rebuild mode by adding Ben Simmons, Cam Thomas, 5 total first-round picks, 4 of them from Phoenix, 1 from Indiana, but really it's from Cleveland. And then three swap rights, all of them from Phoenix. So Phoenix goes all in, and they're getting the best. Can we agree that the best player in the deal is Kevin Durant in his four-team trade?
Oh, my miles and miles apart, and I don't mean Miles Turner in this situation. He is clearly and obviously the best player in this deal, and it's what Phoenix wants to have that sidekick for Devin Booker down there to try to get back to the NBA Finals after they failed to even get to the conference finals in this past season.
Oh, hey, hold on. So you're saying Kevin Durant becomes the sidekick in Phoenix then?
Well, listen, it's kind of what it was when he went to Golden State. It was clear it was Steph's team. He goes to Phoenix as Devin Booker's team, but Kevin Durant, like in Golden State, will be the best player on the court. And we know KD. Yeah. I think we've come. It's become obvious. KD doesn't want to be the focal point, the guy, the kind of the spokesman of the team. He just wants to get out and ball. That's the only thing Kevin Durant cares about is simply playing basketball, and he'll be okay with that. He'll say, I'll be the leading scorer, I'll be the MVP candidate, but it is still Devin Booker's squad in Phoenix.
It is. Okay. I mean, listen, he's the franchise player. You know what I mean? He's the one, if we were doing hockey, he's the one with the C on his chest is Devin Booker. I like the fit of DeAndre Ayton in Indiana. I don't think he's going to win a ton of basketball games there. And I really don't hate the fit that the Nets would get in adding Donovan Mitchell to potentially Kyrie Irving and a healthy Joe Harris, providing some shooting on the outside for the driving kick that Donovan Mitchell helped establish. I mean, listen, Joe Ingles is cashing checks that he owes to Donovan Mitchell and his ability to drive and kick, and then Mikal Bridges is a bright young talent as well. Miles Turner just seems like this tantalizing, like, what if he put it all together type of outside, you know, size, you know, 3 and D on potential, you know, enhancers here. I mean, he's someone who, if he does put it together, would be a tremendous threat in the Eastern Conference, to be sure, but the problem is he hasn't put it together now, going on six years of the Eastern Conference.
It's kind of like, you know, DeAndre Ayton is younger. Basically, Miles Turner and DeAndre Ayton are the same players, where Phoenix and Indiana were like, all right, are they ever going to put it together and reach their potential? I've said it nonstop here in Indianapolis where I live at. Miles Turner has basically plateaued out here. He needs a fresh start to get with another team and see if he can kind of take that game to the next level. And it with DeAndre Ayton, if he was that good and the Suns were that comfortable, he's still young and still in his prime. They would say, hey, he and Devin Booker are those pieces. So my warning flag with other teams is, if Phoenix doesn't want to get this guy a max contract, maybe he's not as good as he's advertised.
A bright young talent who has put it together is really one of baseball's brightest stars, who appears headed for another MVP. More on that in a moment after Mike has this from O'Reilly Auto Parts.
So do you have a car problem, but you really don't know where to go? Maybe you're miles away from home when your car breaks down. How about you let O'Reilly Auto Parts help? With O'Reilly Auto Parts shop referral program, take the guesswork out of finding a great shop wherever you are. Call O'Reilly's locations near you or visit O'ReillyAuto.com and click find a repair shop and find a respectable repair facility or service center nearby for all your repairs.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Here's the pitch. He lines one down the right side, and that's going to roll all the way down into the corner. One run will score. Also being waved home and coming in to score the second run here in the inning is Martian. Shohei has a triple to help his cause, and the Angels have a 3-0 lead.
Shohei Ohtani continues to be just a must-see television, must-see baseball experience, and quite frankly, well on his way to another MVP award in the American League. Last night, we were saying this last season about Ohtani, and it's seemingly every stat note, every game recap referenced Babe Ruth several times. And we're far enough removed, clearly, Mike, from Babe Ruth and his playing days to where that doesn't necessarily resonate with, in real time, real focus, with a ton of baseball fans. But we know that Babe Ruth was the original two-way player, and in the eyes of plenty of people, one of the original home run kings. Ohtani now adding not only his name alongside Babe Ruth, but it's Nolan Ryan, pitching-wise, who's a little more contemporary. He had 12 Ks last night in a 7-1 Angels win over the Astros, which did Ohtani. His fourth straight 10-strikeout game. First Angels pitcher to do it since Nolan Ryan in 1977. First Angels pitcher to have a triple in a game since Nolan Ryan did it. His 13th 10-strikeout game, tied for the fifth most by any pitcher in their first 50 starts since 1900. Like, the records are there. He also goes deep. The triple and the two RBI. Like, he's the two-way threat that continues to build on his insane season from a year ago. But the stat that also jumps out is the Angels are 6-1 in games where he starts. They're 6-36 in games where he doesn't. Going over that last sample size. They cannot win with two of the best players in baseball, Mike Trout and Shohei Ohtani. It's just a head-scratching baseball out in Anaheim, Mike.
No, I mean, without a doubt. I mean, you would think that, you know, they fired Joe Maddon earlier in the season. I think I saw a stat yesterday. I think they were 11-50 since they fired Joe Maddon. So much for trying to energize with a interim manager in position. It's you're wasting so much talent, and it doesn't help, Randy, that the Angels are basically the JV program, the LA Clippers of LA. You know, they're playing little brother to the LA Dodgers, the same way the Clippers are with the Lakers and the Mets are with the Yankees and the Brooklyn Nets are with the New York Knicks. You know, they have between Ohtani and Trout, they have it right there. It's all there, but nobody's paying attention. Nobody's paying attention to them because they're such a bad, bad baseball team. If it was not for Ohtani, I would pay zero attention. Now, right, I'm paying just a little attention to the Angels.
He's a global watch. He's a global experience there in, you're right, the little brother, little sister in their own market. Because of the Dodgers and their success. And we want to give credit, again, that's Angels Radio, AM 830 on the call of the triple for Ohtani. And Ohtani getting it done, and it's brought to you by Granger. The continuation, Ohtani has 9 wins this season. He had 9 pitching wins all of last season. He's won 6 consecutive starts. He is better pitching-wise than he was last season. The hitting has dropped off slightly, but the pace was insane a year ago. He has 31 2/3 innings pitched without allowing an earned run. It's a fourth longest streak, and it came to an end last night, but it's a fourth longest streak by an Angels starter, again, since Nolan Ryan in 76-77. So over his last 34 days, he has 8 home runs. The slash line is 287, 393, and 604. Pitching ERA less than a half a run, 58 strikeouts against just 11 walks. But he is one man, and we see this in baseball, we get reminded of it, we get humbled by it constantly. One man does not a team make. And now that one man, heading into the All-Star break, has this standing invitation to join the Home Run Derby. And he's non-committal, says our Alden Gonzalez. It'll depend, so says Alden, on how Ohtani is, how he's going to be used in the All-Star game itself. And also it'll depend on how he feels today, coming off of an eventful night, a two-way night last night. What we've seen, Mike, with specific regard to the Home Run Derby, is the negative impact that it can have on a hitter in the second half. There's something about the repetitive motion. There's something about swinging for the fences, swinging out of your heels, whatever it is. Would you, if you're the Angels, given the fact you're not a playoff team this season, barring a miraculous second half run, do you want your star showcased, or would you rather protect him for the second half?
I am going to protect them for the second half because, you know, yes, the Angels aren't going anywhere, but you're thinking long term about the health of Ohtani, because he is just that good and that important to your baseball team. And you made an excellent point about how not one man can carry a team, and that's definitely the case when it comes to baseball and you're a pitcher. When you're starting, you know, once every fifth game, those other four games, you're just sitting back and you can't do anything to help your squad out from a pitching standpoint. Mm-hmm. And if you don't have, you know, a solid rotation, the odds of winning are not going to be very high. And that's what's hurting him. The question I have is, how long can Ohtani sit back and just continue to play for a bad franchise? I mean, the Angels are wasting so much of his talent on what he does, not only on the mound, but when he's up to bat too. I mean, he's putting up types of numbers that, you know, a lot of Major League Baseball's players would like to have, with the 19 home runs, hitting .258. I mean, he's got 56 RBIs. He just does a little of everything, and so many people are missing what he's able to bring to the table.
He's an absolute steal right now. He's in the second year of his current contract. The last year of his current contract is $8.5 million.
Man.
$8.5 million for
this.
That's
like, hey, he's got like a Dollar General type contract when you think of the big picture perspective of what these Major League, I mean, not only Major League Baseball players, but professional athletes.
Yeah.
$8 million for a guy who excels in multiple areas. Yes, that's like running down a Dollar General and getting some dishwashing liquid that's only a buck. That's what the Angels are getting out of Ohtani right now. And it's, man, highway robbery.
His salary figures to double in arbitration next year, and then he's an unrestricted free agent in 2024. Who knows what that number is going to look like? And he's just one of the stories of baseball's first half. And we're inviting you to join in the conversation here on Barton Hahn on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. 888-729-3776 is the phone number. That's 888-729-3776. Mike Wells, Randy Scott, in for the guys on Barton Hahn. And the other, listen, contenders for the best story of the first half. The Baltimore Orioles are a game over 500. They beat the Cubs last night for their 10th straight win. Last year, the Orioles didn't win their 45th game of the season until September 8th. They did it last night. The Seattle Mariners also riding a 10-game win streak. Baltimore is currently over 500. They're in the wild, very much in the wild card mix right now in the American League. Is there, though, you know, the Mets and the Braves are in a decent pennant chase, but is there a lack of intriguing pennant races in baseball? And what does that mean for the second half and fan interest? So whatever you think the best story in Major League Baseball's first half is, get at us. Again, 888-729-3776 is the phone number. That's Getting It Done, brought to you by Grainger, with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger is always there to help. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Again, Mike Wells, Randy Scott in for the guys. Our NFL two-a-days continue with a look at one team with a big change in head coach this offseason. We're going to discuss that next. It's Barton Hahn on ESPN Radio.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Bart and Hahn. This is ESPN Radio's NFL Two-A-Days. The New Orleans Saints.
I think the addition of Jarvis Landry puts them neck and neck with Tampa Bay. Neck and neck. The Saints are better now than they were this time last year, and the Buccaneers are worse.
The Saints are a very strong contender to be Super Bowl favorites because they have one of the best rosters in all of football, and Jameis just has to continue to not throw the ball to the other team.
Come back talking New Orleans Saints, a little Master P. There's nothing wrong with it.
Make you say,
na 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 na. It's Barton Hahn on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80, and on your smart speaker. He's Mike Wells in Indianapolis. I'm Randy Scott here in Bristol, Connecticut. About to start calling you Professor Mike Wells. About to double dip. What is it like to be talented, man? I tell you, we're presented by Progressive Insurance, and we're continuing with our New Orleans Saints We're continuing with our two-a-days, focusing on the New Orleans Saints. And to help us do that, joining us here on the phone on 888-SAY-ESPN, that's 888-729-3776, is Mike Triplett, our ESPN Saints reporter. And Mike, that last part of that rejoin that we played, that sounder, where it's if Jameis can stop throwing the football to the other team. Man, I'm not a dyed-in-the-wool Saints fan. I find myself rooting for the fan base more than the team itself sometimes. And I'll watch these Jameis Winston workout videos, man. I'll watch him come up with different ways to put his body through the test in the offseason. But there's nothing that replicates that ability on the field to protect the football. What level of confidence is there with new coach Dennis Allen that Jameis is going to get back to an NFL-caliber touchdown-to-interception ratio and be somebody who's going to get this Allen era off the ground?
Well, I mean, obviously, Allen and Jameis are the two big question marks. There's that, like you said, the rejoin showed a lot of optimism for this team, and rightly so. They were 9-8 when everything that could possibly go wrong went wrong last year, with injuries to every good player on the team you can think of last year, pretty much. And so, if healthy and the additions they've made, this should be a really good team. But a lot of people are skeptical because there's question marks with a new coach and with the quarterback. I do think just saying the interception problem, quote unquote, with Jameis Winston is overplayed. I mean, it was the 1 year where he had the 30 interceptions and the 33 touchdowns and the 5,100 yards. That was just a ridiculous, risk reward, throw it on every play season. And that's obviously not how the Saints are going to play football. We saw him throw 14 touchdowns with 3 interceptions last year for the Saints in a much more conservative team that relied on its defense and run game. So he is, I don't think there's a fear that he is just going to throw all these interceptions and be careless with the football. But the big question mark is how he'll fit with the weapons he has around him, because he is a risk reward thrower who likes to throw the ball downfield. And his top 3 targets now are Michael Thomas, Jarvis Landry, and Alvin Kamara, 3 guys who work the short and intermediate areas of the field. And those have never been the kind of throws Jameis Winston likes to make. So it'll be really interesting to see if he can adapt his game to those types of receivers and the Saints can adapt their offense around him and still mix in those big plays. I think there's potential for it to be really good, but it does come with some question marks.
Triplett, first of all, I know you drive around New Orleans with Master P going on with the sunroof down when you got the kids in the back seat. Mm-hmm. So I know how you roll music wise. why did the Saints decide to go with Jameis Winston, considering he had torn his ACL last season, and how come they didn't look at other quarterbacks on the market to bring in?
Well, what's funny is that Andy Dalton is their backup and became sort of like an afterthought that signed for cheap. And obviously they had a familiarity with Teddy Bridgewater, who took a backup job and signed for cheap. So they easily, they could have been in the trade market for a Carson Wentz or Jimmy Garoppolo. So it's not like they had no other option. They like the upside that Jameis Winston brings. I mean, I think last year they've had him in the building for the last 2 years. Last year was the only one he was a starter, he was a backup before that. And I think they're convinced that the answer to that question is that no, he won't just throw the ball to the other team. He can play a smart, he can check it down, he can throw it away sometimes. But what he can also do is he can hit those home runs. And he had, in his short time last year, he was 5-2 as a starter for the Saints last year. And he had 4 passes of 49-plus yards and 14 touchdowns in those games. So even though, they'd like him to be a little more conservative, they also still want him to hit those home runs. And all the options at that level, look, we know they were very serious about pursuing Deshaun Watson. And I think they certainly kicked the tires on, could they have been a team that traded for Russell Wilson or an Aaron Rodgers? So they were in the market to upgrade the position. But all those other sort of second or third tier options, I think they think he has more upside than those other guys do.
We're talking with our ESPN Saints reporter, Mike Triplett, here on Bart and Hahn on ESPN Radio. Mike Wells, Randy Scott, in for the guys. And you run through the top receiving targets there potentially for Jameis Winston. And, Jarvis Landry comes back home to the state of Louisiana, and Michael Thomas is there, and Alvin Kamara is there. But there's also the burner in Chris Olave, and maybe he's the guy.
And I think he's going to like that.
maybe he's the guy to take the top off the defense, Mike.
Yep. Yeah, for sure. I mean, to think – about, you know, the, you know, how we judged Jameis Winston in that small sample size, and that is a sample size that did not include any of those guys you just mentioned except for Alvin Kamara. Michael Thomas is brand new since they never played a game together last year. Chris Olave, the first-round draft pick everyone's so excited about, and then Jarvis Landry just as a bonus. I mean, they're going to, you know, not to mention they also use a first-round pick on a new left tackle in Trevor Penning to help make up for the loss of Teron Armstead. So not only did they, you know, commit to Jameis Winston with his contract, every move they've made since then is supplanting him and giving him a chance to succeed. And you're absolutely right that, you know, I don't know that Olave can emerge right away as the number one receiver since he's playing along those other guys, those more established veterans. But he is going to be the exact kind of target that Jameis Winston loves to throw to. And if Winston's a success and he's going to be here for several years, I think ultimately will be a number one in this offense.
Hey, before we let you go, real quick, Mike, what can Saints fans expect out of Dennis Allen as a head coach, personality-wise, style-wise?
Yeah, I think what's probably lost for the people who just glanced at that hire and think, oh, they just picked one of Sean Payton's assistants because they don't want to change anything down there. I think that's not giving enough credit to what Dennis Allen has helped build here in New Orleans. I mean, he was actually on Peyton's original staff in 2006 and coaching the secondary when they won the Super Bowl in 2009. But even more importantly, after getting fired by the Raiders, he came back here and he's been the defensive coordinator over the last 6 years. And this team has really taken on a defense-first identity in the last 4 or 5 years of five straight winning seasons. They became the first team in 15 years to shut out Tom Brady last December in Tampa, winning 9-0 when Sean Payton was out with COVID and Dennis Allen was the interim coach. They've beaten Tom Brady 4 times since he joined the Buccaneers. They've been a top four defense in over the last 4 seasons. And Dennis Allen has been a huge part of that, and that's what they're going to continue to be. They're going to be – nobody ever thinks of the Saints the same way they think of, like, the Steelers or the Ravens, but that's sort of become what this team is, defense first and just enough offense too.
And they've made the GOAT look absolutely mortal, as you said, 4 wins over Tom Brady there in that that rivalry in the NFC South. Mike, we appreciate it, man. If you want to tell us what you actually listen to music-wise, you can do that too. Or if it is Master P, just don't say anything.
Well, I mean, we got a lot to choose from, I think. You know, is that your favorite from New Orleans? You like more than Lil Wayne there, Mike?
Yeah, I'm a sucker for the classics. I go back.
Listen, I mean, come on, Triplett. Master P was in his prime, that's when we were bobbing our heads in college and everything and doing things that we probably shouldn't talk about on the radio. So give me Master P, give me some Mystical. Word. Also.
All right. Yeah, Mystical. All right, that'll work. Mike, we got to run, man. Be good. Thank you again for the time.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance, and now a no-frills ad brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Here it is. You could save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive. That's it. See? Just a good old-fashioned, straightforward ad. See if you could save at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or progressive.com. You've heard from Mike Triplett on the Saints. We're going to give you our take on the Saints. That's coming up next. Mike Wells, Randy Scott in for Barton Hahn on Barton Hahn on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Bart and Hahn.
ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80, and on your smart speaker, Mike Wells, Randy Scott, in for the guys. We got a call on the show call-in line, 888-729-3776, 888-SAY-ESPN. It's Maurice in Atlanta. Maurice, you're on with us. What do you got on Shohei Ohtani?
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Great, man. Thanks. How are you?
Good. I just want to say that it seems like Houston is a team to beat in the AL East. I mean, in American League. Mm. In order for the Yankees to get over Houston, they need to go ahead and get Ohtani. And I can see Ohtani in a Yankee uniform. Can you?
Absolutely. I can see it. I can see the signage, you know, the bilingual signage. And Maurice, thanks for the call, man. I think it makes a ton of sense. I think there's a ton of money as well. But the problem is the timeline doesn't work out. Unless the Yankees want to give up an absolute just back up the truck amount for the Angels right now. But I don't know if the Angels are willing to listen on Ohtani, Mike.
Man, could you imagine him going from a organization that nobody basically cares about to the bright lights of New York City? I mean, you think about the bonus money he would make from marketing and, you know, seeing him, in Times Square, in Broadway and everything. It would be off the charts. Man, I mean, I love his talents, but every team knows the Yankees, they are so deep farm system-wise. Obviously, got the best record in Major League Baseball right now. It would take a lot to give him up. And I mean, but getting him, I mean, I think the Yankees are the favorites in the AL over the Houston Astros right now. If they were to get him, they would be easily miles ahead as far as the team expected to win the World Series. And yeah, we know how the Yankees are. It was you didn't even think about a mustache the last time the Yankees won a World Series. So
what I appreciate, as we both mentioned, the Astros and certainly Maurice did and Mike, you did as well, is the Astros were on the receiving end of the Ohtani Express last night. I mean, that he did that to Houston. Okay, had a triple, drove in a couple runs, dialed it up to 101 miles per hour to strike out Jose Altuve, hung 12 strikeouts on those guys, harkened back to Nolan Ryan pitching records in an Angels uniform against the team that Nolan Ryan also pitched for. So yeah, I could see him in New York. I could see him also, listen, I could see him in New York and maybe not in a Yankees uniform. I could see him in a Met. Listen, Steve Cohen. Not he'd afraid get,
he,
to spend.
He'd get lost. He'd get lost with the Mets. Get lost with them. No, can't do that one.
The man who was instrumental in getting him to Anaheim is Billy Epler, who's now in the front office of the New York Mets. So listen, we got all that. We got Tiger Woods really struggling at the Open Championship. Pair of double bogeys on his card already. Still on the front nine for him. We got all that and more with Mike Wells and Randy Scott. More Bart and Hahn coming up.
Bart and Hahn.
Mike Wells, Randy Scott. In for Bart and Hahn on Bart and Hahn on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. Sirius XM Channel 80. And on your smart speaker, we're presented by Progressive Insurance. And Mike, it's funny, man. When I think of Mike Wells, I think of the Indianapolis Colts. And they are part of our NFL two-a-days today. We've already heard what our Saints reporter had to say about the New Orleans Saints, and we'll get into the Indianapolis Colts discussion later in the show. And I might just turn the keys over, man. I might just give it over to Mike Wells. But the cool part about the show and the cool part about the real estate that we get, you know, here in the summer months is we get to hear from, you know, the super plugged-in Mike Triplett, and then we get to have reckless speculation, just you and I. So let's continue the discussion of the New Orleans Saints here and take it up to the top of the hour. Jameis Winston at quarterback is a wild choose-your-own-adventure book. The problem is the number, like the page number at the end of the page in choose-your-own-adventure doesn't always go where it says it's going to go with Jameis Winston. That's what makes him so wild. That's what must make being a fan of his teams such a stressful yet also fun watch. Does any of that make sense? Like, I enjoy it, but I hate how much I enjoy it.
Listen, Jameis Winston's the type of guy that you enjoy watching when the team he's playing on is not your favorite team. And what I mean by that is, you're like, you know, if he's the quarterback of your favorite team, you're like, when he plays up, does something great, you're like, oh my God, that's my QB1. I love him. Franchise quarterback. The Tampa Bay Bucks were dumb for getting rid of him so soon. But then when he comes out and he throws that interception, you're like, what the hell were you looking at, Jameson? Get him out the game. Three, you know, has that stat line where he has, you know, four touchdowns, five interceptions, and he throws for 525 yards. And you're like, oh man, 525 yards. Oh damn, he had five picks along with it.
Uh huh.
But when at the casual football fan though, you're like, man, you love the great plays of Jameis, and then you're like, I'm glad he's not my starting quarterback. That's how I look at Jameis Winston.
Yeah, you look at the numbers from last season. Only played in the seven games, you know, before he got hurt, and you see 14 touchdowns against three picks. You're like, hey, he protected the football. Yeah, he had a very limited sample size, and a lot of those touchdowns, five of them, coming in that one game against Green Bay. They don't lock up Taysom Hill to the deal that they have him on if they fully believe in Jameis Winston. You understand? And what Mike Triplett had to say about the receiving options quite frankly, how the offense is going to be run, because it's Michael Thomas, tremendous route runner. It's Jarvis Landry, possession receiver, move the chains, third down threat, and it's Alvin Kamara, receiving threat out of the background, out of the backfield. There is not a deep threat here, and a deep threat fits best with Jameis's skill set, because the accuracy and the processing, the quick tight windows, throwing your receivers open, you know, NFL open versus college open, things like that. He excelled under Bruce Arians. By Winston standards, right? He excelled in Tampa because it was an air it out, no risk it, no biscuit scenario. This offense may not dovetail best with his skill set. We'll see, but there's also Taysom Hill very much waiting in the wings. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't know that for a man in Jameis who does not always play with the most confidence, I don't know that having someone over your shoulder like this is going to be the best fit. Unless you tell me that now that Sean Payton is out, that the yo-yoing back and forth that Payton used with his quarterback position, if that is now gone with Sean Payton being gone, then maybe Jameis gets to turn it loose.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, Mike Triplett made a great point in the last segment. Triplett covers the Saints for ESPN, where he said the defense has been an emphasis under Dennis Allen. Now he's the head coach. So I wonder if the Saints are going to say, hey, Jameis, we know you like the long ball. Chicks dig the long ball, Jameis, but we are a defensive team. Let's not put our defense to have to, you know, try to stop an offense on the short field, trying to stop Tom Brady with just 40 yards between them and the end zone. Let's go ahead and play safe and smart football, short and underneath passes. You know, use the crossing routes instead of trying to, you know, throw that, you know, 55-yard post every single time down the football field. The defense is going to be good enough to win some games. So I think it might be a tug of war, Randy, on how they're going to do things with Dennis Allen as the head coach and how they want to try to handle this situation with Jameis Winston. I'm a fan of his. I've enjoyed watching him since he was with Jimbo Fisher at Florida State. I've enjoyed watching Jameis, but again, I'm that guy who, whatever teams he's been on, whether it's Florida State or the Buccaneers, where I don't have to live and die by every little thing he does.
No, it's very fair. The defensive just, I want to say attitude, like Tyrann Mathieu's going to bring that home with him. Like what you have in Jarvis Landry on the offensive side and what you have in Tyrann Mathieu on the defensive side is a pride in being from the state of Louisiana. They're going to want to absolutely ball in that uniform. So there is almost like an inquantifiable statistical element to what they're going to bring back to their home state. It's Mike Wells. It's Randy Scott with you on Barton Hahn on ESPN Radio. We have Twitter beef involving an MVP quarterback and a former NFL player who plays for the franchise that the MVP plays for. More on that. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio.
Bart and Hahn.